That sounded different than the...
I can finally drink this.
We've been having a meeting for the last, like, hour, and we've all been waiting to open our Mountain Dews for the videos, and...
Oh, so refreshing.
So, the answer to last week's podcast was it was four girls that texted Nick.
God, I sound like the biggest douchebag. I'm not...
It's taken... This is yes, podcast yes. episode 7, by the way. It's Joey.
Nick.
And Ben. Ben. it's taken 7 podcasts for Nick to realize he kind of sounds like a douchebag on the podcast.
I'm not a douchebag. I promise. Not that big of a douchebag.
You know who says that, Nick? Douchebags say that.
It's true, they do. And speaking of douchebags, I have a new favorite word. Douche canoe.
Douche canoe, that's right. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah. Before it was douche nozzle, now it's douche canoe.
Douche nozzle.
Yeah. Douche nozzle. You seem to like douche nozzle more than douche canoe.
Yeah.
Douche canoe just rolls off the tongue better, I feel.
Mine was douche tool.
Douche tool?
Douche tool. Douche canoe is where it's at.
So you're just going and finding random appliances around the house and
douching from it? Douche washer.
You're a douche
canoe. Douche washer.
Going on a shirt. Douche washer.
Get a washing machine with the word douche in it. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh no, get a washing machine in the shape of a douche.
With like some guy with like hater blockers and gay hair.
Inside the washing machine with a tie. As it's on spin.
Well, man, we went straight into inappropriate jokes. This is great.
Welcome back.
We're back.
You know, but we're going to start off on two very sad topics, and the first one, Ben has his own, but I have mine. Good Luck Charlie's last episode was today.
Good Luck Charlie.
Disney show.
Wow.
It is a good fucking show.
Can't say that I've watched it.
Well, can't say that I've watched Disney in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Listen, I spend a lot of time around a 5-year-old, and she watches it, and it is a damn good show.
Yeah. So, you watch it.
It's a damn good show. You know what?
How many seasons?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure you do. How many seasons, Joey?
I really don't know. I bet you it says it in this article I have here. But anyway, I guess, first of all, it's sad because it's over. That was such a good show. But the girl, the little girl who's in the show, who's like 5, Charlie, she's been receiving death threats because a couple weeks ago, they actually had a lesbian couple in the Disney show. And I had no idea about any of this until I was looking up the article just to quote or to reference that it was Good Luck Charlie's last episode. But apparently there's a whole bunch of people out there sending death threats to the little girl because there was a lesbian couple in the show. Because, you know, it was definitely the little girl's call to include the lesbian couple in the show.
A little 5-year-old child.
Yeah, she was like, well, I want gay people in the show.
Right, because kids know what gay is at 5 years old.
Exactly, and they can make the call for the show.
Right, they could tell the executive producer.
Right, that's executive. He was just like, yes.
More gays!
All I can see is a little 5-year-old at the end of this huge, long conference table. And it's like, guys, what do we need? You, go. Gays like it.
Done.
You, end of meeting. Next.
But yes, so that's kind of a big deal. And I'm also just sad because the show's over. But by the way, there was no...
You said a big deal.
The show was over regardless of the...
It's probably over as soon as it started, Joey.
No, it's been going for a couple years.
I don't know how many seasons there are.
I don't know how many seasons. I know I've seen the show for the last couple of years.
Okay.
Speaking of sad things and sad things involving gay people, guess who came out?
Who?
Ellen Page.
I know. Oh,
I'm so heartbroken.
I don't care.
I've had the biggest crush on her since she was in X-Men.
She's so hot. Oh my God, Ellen Page.
Yeah. And now she's a lesbian.
I know. On the bright side, that means she's not going after any other guys.
Right. And you know how there's always straight girls talking about how they can turn gay guys straight?
There's a lot of gay guys who also say they can turn straight guys gay.
Yeah, good luck.
Right, but now I find myself on the other side of that fence as the straight guy thinking he can turn a lesbian back.
Yeah, so...
I've had sex with a girl who said she's only had sex with girls. It was like...
Yeah, but there's a guy on our team who claims to be gay and exclusively fucks girls, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too personal with name drops here.
That's the greatest fucking con of all time.
Pretending to be gay and then not being
gay. Railing chicks left and right.
I say that that's his ace card.
Yeah, that's
a pretty terrible ace card.
It's not terrible. If he's getting his DW, let him do his thing. I can see why now I sound like an asshole.
Yo. As long as you
I'm
see
trying
it.
To take this man's side, I'm like, well, the viewers might not see my point of view. Great.
Maybe it's because you're an asshole, but that's okay.
I am.
We
I
love
really
you.
Am. I try.
You do.
I was gonna go off on something, but I don't want to have to have it cut.
Okay, then we won't. So far, we're good.
Five minutes.
Yes, 5 minutes in a row. Go us. But on Reddit, there were a lot of really awesome AMAs this week, which is an Ask Me Anything.
Who was on there recently?
Since the last podcast, we've had Bill Gates, who had a fucking awesome AMA.
Oh, yeah.
He's really awesome. Cool dude, and apparently he's working on new condom technology.
He also washes his own dishes.
And he washes his own dishes, which was, like, really humbling.
What?
Yeah, he said, I like the way I wash my dishes, so I wash my own dishes.
That just shows how much of a control freak he is.
That's awesome. I love Bill Gates.
No, I agree. That's pretty humbling.
Yeah, and every time he does the AMAs, he's always talking about his charity, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty dick if he just called it the Bill Gates Foundation.
Yeah, no, but it's the Bill and Melinda Foundation, and he donates to, like, AIDS research in Africa and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, and it's a fact, because we said it on the podcast.
Exactly, and he does condom research, which is a great thing for everybody.
Yeah, because some people just shouldn't reproduce. Yes. I'm looking at you, Nick.
Wow.
No, I think Nick would be a good dad.
You know,
my baby would be gorgeous, first off.
I saw something on Facebook today. It was my old coach, not our coach, but our coach before our coach.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was him building Legos with his son, and I'm like, that's something I thought I would never see.
That's
10
true.
Years ago.
He was the guy who I was like, he is never going to have a kid, and if he does, I feel bad for that kid. But you know what? He's a pretty damn good father, so.
Yeah.
So, props to you. I miss you so much.
We all miss you.
And you know, I don't want to name drop, but I would totally love to have him on the podcast at some point.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
He would be amazing.
If he would have to be
a regular. That's the problem. He couldn't be a special guest.
He would have to wear diapers, because we will piss ourselves.
So many stories.
Good times.
Man, I miss him. He's a great guy.
We talk about him like he's dead. He's only in fucking Alaska.
He didn't move to Alaska.
He's pretty much dead.
No, he's not dead.
I talked to him, like, basically.
I occasionally talk to him. But anyway, nobody else cares, because I don't know who we're talking about. And the people who made Frozen also did an AMA, the Disney movie.
See?
Oh, cool.
Have you seen Frozen?
I have not.
No.
It's a Pixar movie, so it's a kid's movie, but it was enjoyable. I liked it.
Yeah. You're talking about a lot of things that five-year-olds enjoyed, Joey.
I spend a lot of time, like, equivalent to babysitting, almost, and so I end up having to enjoy five-year-old things. And they're not bad. They're okay. It's a Pixar movie. Like, did you like WALL-E?
Yes.
Okay, so fuck you guys, I'm right.
Fuck you guys, I haven't even seen WALL-E.
Toy Story?
Only because I've watched Toy Story since the very, very beginning.
I was a kid. But Toy Story 3 is still a kid's movie and you enjoyed it.
But there was a theater full of 25-year-olds also crying their eyeballs out.
I enjoyed Toy Story 3, excuse me.
That's my point.
I'm looking forward to the fourth one.
There's no fourth one, is there?
Yeah, there's going to be a fourth one.
Is there? No. But my point being that those movies are made for both kids and adults, and they're enjoyable for everybody, so fuck you guys.
I like Pixar films.
Right, well, exactly.
I feel like they really don't put out any garbage.
No, they really don't, except Cars. Cars was pretty... Cars 2. Cars 2 was garbage.
I haven't seen Cars 2.
Cars 2 was...
I did see Cars.
I think it's the worst doing Pixar movie, like, in all the history of Pixar
Cars
movies.
Cars 2 or Cars?
Cars 2. Cars wasn't so bad. Cars 2 was...
I was like, I enjoyed Cars.
Cars 2 was pretty, like... hardcore, like showing like cars dying and shit like
that.
Yeah,
and it was also
like
about
being
sold
and murdered and exploded and shit like that.
Yeah, some like oil industry, and it was just very not entertaining.
Well, it definitely wasn't geared towards kids.
Yeah, it was a pretty boring movie. It was like boring for adults, and then the kids were just like, I don't get it.
Talking cars, yay.
Gaslight, and so.
Giant robots in dimension aliasaurs.
Also, the people who did the Frozen AMA were also really fucking awesome, which is why I even brought it up. It was just.
What'd they do?
I don't even remember, but they had really funny answers, and they said, spoiler for Frozen, not really, it was like in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Still a spoiler if you haven't seen it.
It wasn't a big part of the story. Anyway, the Queen's parents, they went off in a ship, and they died. Or they got lost at sea. And it was a minor part of the movie. That's how, like, every Disney movie starts, the parents die. Think about it. Finding Nemo.
He's right.
The dad was alive.
Bambi. Lion King.
Not yet,
Lion King. Yeah.
Parents die.
Parents die a lot in Disney movies.
America.
But anyway, and they went off, and one of the guys was like, yeah, well, what actually happened was they landed on an island, and they were stuck in a jungle, and then they had a kid, and then they were eaten by panthers. Think about it. What movie is that?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Tarzan. Why does everybody say Jungle Book? It was Tarzan.
Because I'm old, and Tarzan came after my Disney experience.
But so he was saying that the Frozen princess, or queen, or whatever, his parents... were the same parents as Tarzan, which I just thought was funny and it was cool.
Is that true or is that
just... It was a joking truth. I mean, they did make the show.
It's all in the same universe.
It's now the truth to me.
It's all in the same universe.
And because we said it on the Frosted Gaming podcast, it's official. It is a fact.
Which is my tagline, by the way. I realize I say that a lot.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah, you do. Or fact. Yeah.
Or fact.
And also,
that was the abbreviated, it's a fact.
Steve-O did an AMA from Jackass.
Really?
And he is a surprisingly well-spoken
Jackass. He's surprisingly intelligent, but he does a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah, I want to say he said he went to, like, college, and he was a super, like, good student and everything. I mean, from the way he wrote and stuff, he was... And his top comment was even that, you know, a lot of people say, I write so well that nobody believes it's actually me.
Yeah.
But he said, no, I've just always been, like, a good person, you know, intelligent person, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And this is just how I write. So, I just was totally shocked to see he was actually an intelligent person who was really awesome.
Yeah, especially after doing all those whippets over the years.
No. Oh, yeah, he was... God. But, I mean, he was down to earth. He was very... awesome and cool, and so you should check out all three of those AMAs that were fucking fantastic.
I'm definitely checking out the Steve-O one.
Yeah, you should look
I'm going to go through all three of them. All
yeah, but the Steve-O one, it'll be on the link now.
Or Frozen. I haven't looked at that one yet.
And I think we figured it out now, and I can, if we record on Sunday nights, I can edit it Monday morning, because I'm free, because I don't go to school.
Nice.
No, you're free?
Shut
Cheap
up.
Cheap day.
And, so we can put it out Monday nights. So we'll be a Monday night podcast.
Sweet.
Yes, go us.
Hopefully our shit's still relevant within a day.
Yeah, rather than like a full 2 weeks later. I mean, half the shit I had to remove from this topic list because when the time I wrote it down was like 6 days ago, not really relevant anymore.
Oh, and while we're still on the...
Irrelevant stories?
Well, yeah.
Flappy Birds.
No.
No.
I'm going back to the parents from Frozen are the parents of Tarzan thing.
Okay.
The same, how it's all, like, relative to the same universe. Apparently, EVE Online is starting to do that. They're making, like, different games that are all affecting the same universe. So, like, you can be on a planet in, like, a first-person shooter,
mm-hmm.
and a battleship from EVE bombards the planet, and it happens in-game, real-time.
Yeah, and apparently this is, like, already coming out.
That's fucking
what?
Neat.
Yeah, they're basically, because EVE is an MMO.
Yes.
And they're coming out with different genre games that all exist in that same MMO.
Joey's much better at explaining things than I am.
Yeah, because this makes sense.
Yeah.
Mine
was like a clusterfuck of information that Joey can fix.
I translated it for,
yeah, and
for
then
the viewing
when you
audience.
Said it, my face just went, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really cool that, you know, and from what I've heard, you can also, like, board a ship, which is being controlled by an EVE player, even though you're in a first-person shooter. Or something like that. I could be very misinformed on that, but...
But that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, because that would be awesome. I don't know if it's a beta or it's out or how that works.
I don't think it's been released yet. I think it was just, like, conceptual or...
No, I'm pretty sure it's, like, very close to release level.
Really?
Even if it's, like, a beta release, still...
Still a release?
Yeah, some sort of release.
Well, that's exciting, because I fucking love to see
Way
that.
Way to go, Nick.
Oh, I tried. He's so quiet.
Nick had this look on his face like,
because I kept looking at your face, and every time I moved, you're like, you better stop it.
Hey, I'm just saying, when we get those new mics, won't be as big of a deal.
Okay, because I have the sunburn on my back, and...
Oh, so I've got it on the back of my neck.
Same.
The back of my arms, the back of my legs, and the top of my feet. And the top of the feet's probably the worst.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
Me and Joey went to do a fundraiser yesterday. Go us donate.
Car washer. Raised almost $700. That's
Woo.
Fucking yeah. awesome. So
good for you guys.
Nick instead went to the beach today.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
But, you know, I'm honestly surprised Nick showed up today, because when I saw Nick's status about going to the fair and the beach...
So let's give Nick a round of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you for being reliable.
I'm impressed with myself, because I'm running right now on 3 hours of sleep from last night, 2 hours of sleep from the night before, 5 hours of sleep.
I am impressed. I mean... Because when I saw your status about that you were going to the beach, suddenly I was like, fuck, come on, we have the podcast. Yeah. And, but, you showed up. You were here.
You pulled through.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, let's do a round of jeers for me and Joey, because we fucked up and forgot to tell Sai that he needs to find a babysitter.
Right, because my sister's in Atlanta right now.
Oh.
So. Yeah, but, I mean, we kind of knew that anyway with Sundays. He'd have Riley every other Sunday, so it's not completely shocking. But Sai will be back next week on Sunday when we record the podcast. because I will not be in Miami, and it will be recorded on Sunday as usual. So we were kind of talking about irrelevant information there for a while, so we could talk about Flappy Bird again, because
still on the gaming page.
You haven't missed out, yeah, but...
I played Line Birds about...
Line Birds was the precursor to Flappy Birds, I want to say.
I
fucking love Line Birds.
I played it nonstop.
I don't remember Line Bird.
It's basically the same thing as Flappy Bird, but you gotta collect, like, little dots.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you guys remember Line Rider? Where you'd, like, draw the line and the little guy on the sled would ride on your line?
Yes.
That game was so much fun. I spent so many hours playing that game in school.
Oh, that's one of the only unblocked games that I could have got onto when I was working at my dealership.
See, it was the same thing at our school. It wasn't blocked, so everybody played it.
Yeah. And we'd make, like, these ridiculous courses.
Yeah, although...
Everyone in the store would play.
You know, and we made some really cool stuff, but there are some people out there on YouTube who are just, like, crazy with that game.
What?
I mean, you're drawing basic lines, and they have mountains, and...
But someone did Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and the little sled dude is just, like, riding around the faces in Mount Rushmore, and it's like... How the fuck does somebody do that?
Fucking nuts.
But,
what?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I miss Line Rider. Line Rider was cool.
Another fun game, old school, from the first generation of fucking smartphones, is Cube Runner.
Yeah, I remember. But that was a Flash game before. I remember playing Flash game when I was, like, probably in elementary school. That was Cube Runner.
But speaking of games on computers and playing in school and work, I found one computer that was unlocked, and I could play the original Meat Boy on it, on Newgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Newgrounds?
Newgrounds has the original
Meat Boy. I haven't heard that name in forever.
I know, I used to spend a lot of time on Newgrounds. Do you guys remember...
Yeah, back in the day.
Break,
and... it was, like, Flash versus an animator or something. You guys remember that video? It was like, the guy, like, drew a stick figure and then it started fighting back against him.
I know the guy who made those. I was friends with
him.
You know
him? Yeah! Holy shit! That's awesome!
I watched him.
Can we hire him?
One of them. Nah, I've lost touch with him since he's made those. That's 10 years ago.
Holy shit.
Those were so great. I remember being so excited. I was like, I have to get Flash. I need to experience that. Of course, I didn't know at the time that wasn't exactly how it happened. You had to...
Yeah. Because I had a computer class with him, and he was making one of those videos.
Oh, yeah?
And he was like, yeah, look what I have so far. And then, sure enough, a few months later, I see it on Newgrounds and all this stuff.
I'm jealous.
I know who did this!
That's sick, dude.
That's awesome. Wow.
So that's my claim to fame.
No, that's a good claim to fame.
I can't remember his name for shit now, but...
But I know him.
I knew who it was, and I remember watching him build part of it.
See, I'm hoping that'll be us in the future. Like, oh, shit, I know that guy. Yeah. You know him? That's cool.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Nick's gonna keep
his
thoughts.
Because I'm not gonna sound like an asshole.
So. 100 women are gonna come up to Nick and be like, "You will be child support."
At least 100.
At least. That's not like actually a chance, right? Like, you don't have a kid you don't know about, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if I did.
We all have one float out there somewhere.
Yeah,
except me.
Except
Joey. I really would not be surprised.
Really?
If I got a knock on my door tomorrow and be like, hey, this is yours. Like,
How would you react to that if you don't mind getting too personal?
You would take like, five steps outside to the trash can.
If it was a little boy, I would pick it up and hug it and like take it straight to my room and we would play Transformers because I have some in my room. If it was a little girl, I would probably slam the door in their face.
And like, why?
I don't want a girl.
Why don't you want a girl?
Because God does not want me to have a girl.
You know what?
The world does not want me to have a girl.
You know what? I can respect that on a certain level.
I know what I'm capable of. If I had a child who was a female, and no.
You just know you wouldn't... You know what?
My genes rubbing off on her? Mm-mm.
Yeah, I can respect that, though. I mean, if he's... I mean, because he does have... That, I can't talk at all today.
Then he also knows how he is as a boy and would not want his daughter to go through, well, that many guys...
More of the guys going through her, but...
Right. But exactly. Nick knows that he would not be a good father for a little girl, so...
I don't know. I think... Oh, boy. When she's getting to, like, around that age...
That age.
Where, you know...
You would be...
That certain
you
age.
Should be over, you should be older.
It's like, you're 9 years old.
What?
What?
Come on, guys. You kidding me?
What?
These days are fucking... They're fucking at 10.
That's it, I'm moving to Canada, fuck this.
A girl come in complaining of stomach pains, and she was pregnant, and she was 10.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Alright, well let's... This could get
just
to be very
dangerous
territory.
I just know I'm going to be very...
I mean, that's true, there is... I mean, those TV shows, and there are some really young girls there having kids.
Like 16 and pregnant? I don't see why they
encourage that.
Yeah.
But apparently the pregnancy rate has dropped since it's been on TV.
Really?
I
wonder if that's coincidental at all, or...
Because they're like, I don't want my life to be like that.
I don't know, those shows do kind of glamorize the...
Teen pregnancy.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing that the rates are down, but...
It's a fucking ecstatic thing that the rates are down, man.
Yeah,
but...
We don't need kids raising kids.
No, we don't. And I... Trust me, I know a lot of 16-year-olds, you know, from my teams and stuff. None of them need to be raising kids.
Fact. Ugh. I mean... That is a very good fact.
Well,
that's crazy. Kids these days.
Yeah, it's pretty...
When bad. I was... I didn't like girls until I was 14.
Oh, I've 15. Always liked girls. I've liked girls since I was a little kid.
Like, not...
I mean, not like... You know, the same way, but I mean, I've always...
You jumped in there. You're like, oh, pff, Nick.
When I was in third grade.
I always liked girls.
When I was in third grade, I thought that I... No, I didn't. That was straight.
No, I mean, like, I had crushes on girls since I was in, like, preschool.
So?
Candy Crush. Okay, so...
This is like week three that Candy Crush has been on our podcast.
I know, and not a single thing's been good, but I guess there was a game called Candy Swipe that was out 2 years before Candy Crush.
I saw.
You read the letter, because I posted
that
it.
Was...
Yeah.
Oof. I saw that
and
on...
And I guess Candy Crush, what they did, or King, went out and they bought the rights to a game... Okay, let's go over the timeline here. Candy Swipe is a game that came out in, I think, 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Candy Crush came out in 2012. In 2014, King got the patent for the word candy in games.
Or trademark.
Trademark, right, sorry. And then King went out and they bought a game that came out before the Candy Swipe game came out in 2010.
Called Candy Crusher.
Is that actually what it was called?
Yep.
So anyway, they used that game...
And it's a fact because I said it.
As like proof that they had rights before Candy Swipe did, and then they tried to take Candy Swipe down. Even though Candy Swipe was around 2 years before Candy Crush was, and King.
But because King bought the game that came out before Candy Swipe, that encompasses their trademark, and thus they can take action against Candy Swipe.
Right, and apparently when King applied for the trademark for Candy, Candy Swipe actually went against it and said, I've had this
game.
They
were one of the only ones who did.
Right, you should deny them their trademark, and I guess...
And he had hundreds of examples of trademark office, not patent. But he had, like, hundreds of examples of how people would buy the game and give him shitty reviews because they thought it was Candy Crush.
Right. Which is not his fault. That's... And here, I'm actually going to read the first part of the letter here. And so very recently, after King did all that, they then talked to Candy Swipe and said, you have to take your game down. So that, they went out of their way to do all this shit to try to take Candy Swipe down.
What?
Yep.
And this is just the first part of the letter that the guy who made Candy Swipe wrote. Dear King, congratulations, you win. I created my game Candy Swipe in memory of my late mother who passed away at an early age of 62 of leukemia.
Yeah.
So that's like,
I saw that,
punch,
like, ooh.
That is a punch right in the heart. Like,
yeah. It's like a straight up dropkick to the nuts.
It even says at the end of the game that the game was created for
his
mom.
Right, and so, King, you're a shitty group of people.
Yes, you are. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I should delete your app on my phone, but I'm not, because I'm on level 78, and I'm going to beat it eventually.
Nick is part of the problem.
Yeah, Nick is part of the problem.
Yep, I am the problem.
But no.
Like, I don't give him any money.
After I found out they did the trademark, I deleted it off my phone, and then I went on Facebook and removed the app. So, I encourage everyone to do the same. Any kind of King branding...
Things.
Property, games, bad. Whatever. Just delete it and get rid of it.
Yeah, they're up there with, like, Zynga in terms of shitty companies.
I'd say they surpass Zynga.
Damn, that says a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and Zynga, I feel like I haven't read many news stories about Zynga lately.
No, I remember back in the day.
The old Microsoft CEO jumped over to them?
Oh, yeah, he did.
So I think he's kept them out of the limelight, and that's good.
That is true. It is an improvement.
They come out of another day, he's like, no!
Absolutely not.
No!
What was it, Tiny Towers? They... Basically blatantly ripped off and just came out with their own, but because they were Zynga, they were able to take over it on the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was shitty. So fuck you too,
Tiny Tower. Tiny Tower was a fun game.
Tiny Tower was good, but Zynga ripped it off with another game.
Kind of like how King ripped off Bejeweled and Candy Swipe.
Kind of, but I mean, Bejeweled's been around forever. It's not like they're the only game that ripped off Bejeweled. That's a very simple game, but...
But they were just the most successful at ripping off Bejeweled.
But Zynga ripped off Tiny Towers, like, line for line. I mean, everything in that game was the same, the items were the same, the prices were the same. It just had a slightly different art style.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost a carbon copy of Tiny Towers.
That's horrible, because I like Tiny Towers. I like Tiny Tower, Game Developer Story. Those were my two favorite mobile games to play.
Yeah, you played Game Dev Tycoon or whatever.
Game Dev Story. Yeah.
Game Dev Story for a really long time, and you talked about it a lot.
I still play that game.
What's it called?
Game Developer Story. Game Dev Story.
Basically, it's like a simulator where you
pretend
like you make games and...
Yeah. It's like SimCity for gamers. Or for people who want to make games.
But don't actually want to make games.
Yeah, but don't actually want to go through the effort of actually making
them. Sounds like
fun. It is. It's a lot of fun. It took me and my now ex-girlfriend about 3 weeks to get Game of the Year. Which is a long time to get Game of the Year, because that's all we played for those 3 weeks straight.
That's a lot of time invested in that game.
It was several hours a day.
I can't invest that much time in any game. I think maybe Minecraft is all I've done recently.
Like, but... I would get tired of playing it, and she would pick it up, and then she'd get tired, and I'd pick it back up, and then eventually...
Well, see, yeah, at least you trade it off, but...
Yeah.
Because, like, I've already stopped playing Far Cry and, what's the other game I played? A zombie game...
Plants vs. Zombies?
No, dude, the game we just talked
about... Decay.
State of Decay, thank you. I was like, we talked about it in the podcast, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, I've already stopped playing those. I've picked them
up. You stopped playing... State of Decay?
I mean, I'll eventually go back, but I haven't picked it up since at least the last podcast.
I find that game very entertaining.
I mean, it's a fun game. I have a short attention span. Shit.
You know what I want to do, and I feel like I'm going to have a very hard time doing it, is I want to do a playthrough of all three Final Fantasy XIII games.
I want to do that with all the Halo. Yeah, Final Fantasy's long, but I want to do that with all the Halo games.
Yeah, starting with Reach and going through...
I would love to do a... You know how Rooster Teeth did their 24-hour...
Extra Life?
Extra Life thing? Mm-hmm. I would love to do a 24-hour Extra Life, and we just play through the Halo campaigns co-op. Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Reach,
they're
Halo
making,
4, Halo Wars.
I don't know if it's official or just a rumor, but they're making a Halo 2 remake.
It's a rumor, but it's a pretty likely rumor, I think, from what I've...
We're getting some type of Halo this year. I think someone dropped the ball and, like, announced it. And they were like, oh, shit.
Never mind, LOL.
You might get it.
Maybe.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to shut up now. That's basically what happened.
Right.
Honestly, I think Halo 2 is the only game in the franchise I've never played. And it's probably the most popular.
What? You are retarded.
Yeah, the multiplayer on Halo 2 is probably the best.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, my
God,
that was my favorite game. I used to play it all the time.
I've easily put more time in Halo than I put into any other game. Minecraft's probably second.
I would agree with you.
I mean, and Halo 3, I probably played like 4,000 games or something.
No, I take that back. Pokemon, at least.
Well, I have put a good amount of time in Pokemon. It's still probably
at least 200-300 hours.
I don't even know.
They need to make a Pokemon-esque game for something other than Nintendo so we could do a Let's Play on it.
Yeah, because Nintendo doesn't do Let's Plays.
Whatever. But speaking of games like Pokemon, I play Zoid's Legacy. It's the translated version of Zoid Saga 2.
What?
It's a horrible translation. It's just... The translation is god-awful, but the game is just so much fucking fun to me. Because, I mean, there's over 100... I think over 150 Zoids. There's a lot
There was a PS2 Zoids game I used to play all the time with my friend Ryan. And you would just build your own Zoid, and you'd run around in the desert and fight other Zoids. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. But now this is very, like, Pokemon style, where...
Turn-based.
You have up to 6 Zoids in your party, and you can customize and put different weapons on them.
That's cool.
And it's just infinite amount of fun. But, I mean, it all ends out pretty much the same. I mean, I have different Zoids in my end party, but the main character always ends up in the same Zoid, because they just make it so OP.
Hmm.
But...
Cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Send me the name of this game.
Zoid's Legacy.
Okay.
I'll text it to you so you don't forget.
Please.
All right. Yeah. Did we ever talk about floppy boards? I know we brought it up, but
we
I don't think we ever actually got into it. I think we started talking about Line Rider.
Yeah, our Line Birds. And Line Rider and Cube Runner. Somehow our tangent got off topic.
Yeah, so somehow our tangent got on its own tangent.
Yeah.
You guys see the Flappy Birds MMO?
What?
MMO?
Yes. Basically, I think it's on the computer. I haven't actually played it yet. but
it's a Flappy Birds MMO.
Is it made by the same guy who made Flappy Birds?
No, it is not.
Then that's shitty.
But it's basically the same game, except there's like 400 other Flappy Birds on the screen, and you just have to find your bird, and then you have to go along with everybody else, and you see all these other birds moving around, crashing into shit. And
yeah, fuck that, no!
That's funny.
I would get so mad.
Watching the videos is pretty cool. It's, like, mesmerizing.
I'd assume mesmerizing, because you don't know what the fuck you're looking at.
Pretty much. Well, the other ones are, like, faded out a little bit, so you kind of know which one's yours, but it's still really cool and awesome to see other people fuck up.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, I want to play that.
Yeah. Not me. Not about that life.
No? No.
No.
No. No. No, no, no. Not for you?
Nope. I've had a hard enough time with Flappy Bird, which I still have on my phone.
I haven't played it yet.
You know, there's actually
took it off the App Store.
There's a whole bunch of Flappy Bird knockoffs now.
Yeah.
Well, I see ads for them on Facebook all the time.
But, I mean, I have the original Flappy Bird.
Well, aren't you special? You're going to sell your iPhone on eBay for $15,000?
It's a Galaxy S4.
Right. Sorry, Galaxy S4.
And people were buying them, too.
Yeah, for like... Well, and then they were backing out.
But...
Well, the problem is they were backing out. It's... Because you can make bids on eBay and then just not pay.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously you're not supposed to do that, but really there's nothing stopping you from doing it.
You just get negative feedback.
Right. So, I don't think anybody's actually bought an iPhone for that price, because you can actually just install it from your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can download the app file and then install it through iTunes. You just, like, drag it to your phone and then... Yeah, if people were actually buying that, I would go out, buy a bunch of iPhones, install it on there from the other thing, and just, well, alright, shit, I'll sell all those phones.
That's awesome.
But... I don't think anybody's actually buying them.
Yeah. There might be that one person, though, you know.
That one idiot?
No idea about what
and for some reason wants to spend $15,000 so he can play Flappy Bird.
Or yeah. A kid with rich parents who have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
With a credit card.
Yes, with a credit card. I got a credit card. I got my first credit card.
Yay!
Nice.
Yeah.
I get some nice ones at work. Like, really nice ones.
Apparently platinum doesn't mean anything anymore, though, because I have a platinum card.
I get metal ones. Like, these things are heavy as hell,
yeah.
And I'm just like, I wish that was in my wallet.
Have you seen those black cards? Apparently getting a black card is, like, a huge...
The black card is a big deal.
Like...
My mom has a black card.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Like, her own or is it from work?
Her own, because she has a perfect 900 credit score.
Wow.
What?
She's worked very hard for that.
That's exciting. So she could, like, buy a boat.
She can buy anything she wants. A black card is an unlimited credit limit.
Wow.
She can buy whatever she wants, but she's very, very responsible.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, yeah.
I don't think she's ever used it.
Yeah, you can't get a black card and buy a boat. Well, unless you can, of course, afford the boat.
Afford the boat, yeah. Right.
Well, the idea behind the black card is you make that much money.
Right.
But she realistically
if you went through
her
office
frugal.
And just picked up the pile of credit cards you got left there, there was probably at least 30 of them.
Wow.
Just lying around in our office, yeah. Have people forget they're in, like, really nice metal American Express cards.
See, this is why I don't go out often, because I would be the guy who loses his credit card in the bar.
I had this one card the other night, it looked like there was, like, gold etched in it. It was all black, American Express, and looked like there was, like, gold paint inside the card.
Wow.
It was slick.
Talking about losing your credit card, there's this thing called the coin.
Yeah.
Which is a credit card, and when I first looked at it, it was $200 for the card, and I was like, and... It's a battery I'll explain what it is in a minute, but it's basically it lasts 2 years and then it kind of doesn't work anymore. I was like, $200 for that and replace that every 2 years is not really worth it. But now it's down to 50 if you pre-order it, or 100 if you don't. And essentially what it is it connects to your phone and you can link your real cards to this coin card.
So you only have to carry around one card.
Right, and you can have, I think, up to 10 credit cards or debit cards or gift cards or whatever on your one coin card. And you can change whatever devices it is just by using the app on your phone. But because it uses Bluetooth, and because of that, say you leave it at a restaurant or something, your phone will give you a notification, hey, you're forgetting your card. So you don't leave your card at places like that.
That's pretty fucking
neat.
What? Yeah.
That's crazy.
See, I didn't know
that. And again,
you
only have to wear, or keep around one card with you.
I want it.
Yeah.
Take my money.
$50.
That's it.
They are battery operated and you can't replace the battery. They only last about 2 years. But for $50, I'd say
so
that's worth
basically
it.
Like I'm
$25 a year.
My gift cards, my debit card, my credit cards, all on one card,
yep.
And whatever card I need to use.
It's got it's actually got a button on the card and you just push it and it's got a little LCD screen.
Yeah.
You know, it says, and you can name it four letters and be like American Express card, Visa, whatever. So you don't even have to use the app on your phone to change the card that's on the card itself.
Okay.
And if you want to, because like I said, it holds 10 cards. So if it's one of those cards that isn't on those 10, then you can switch it out with your phone.
That's sick.
But if it's one of those 10, you can just do it right from the card.
That's really sick.
So that's really cool. I want one. Yeah, I'll probably get one too since it's only 50.
Yeah, 200, no.
Yeah, 200 was like, yeah, I mean, it's nice. It would be nice to have, but I'm not going to spend $200 on it, especially if it only lasts 2 years.
See, I only have one credit and one debit, so...
Oh, I have a whole one. I've got one credit card. I think I'm about to get a second. I probably have 4 different debit cards. I mean...
That you use?
Mm-hmm. I use them all for different stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, that's just too much money in different places for me. Like, I have my credit card, I have my debit card.
It helps me direct my money in the right places. Like, I have stuff specifically for things like my car and doctor's appointments and stuff like that that are, like, emergency funds. And then I have, like, spending money in a different account. And, you know, it's all organized. And then me and my dad share a card for another one. And
so, yeah. Okay. Smart.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, it keeps me from wasting money on things I don't need and stuff. Yet somehow I still find a way to do it.
I was about to say, that doesn't stop you from wasting shit.
But the important part is...
It just makes it more complicated to waste money on shit.
I still have the, like, backup money for, like, emergency situations, which is the, you know, best thing.
All
right. Nick's over here yawning a lot.
I'm sorry, guys. That I'm not talking much. I am just...
Dead. That's
dead. Okay. I'm dead.
No, we're doing good.
I am dead. I gotta watch Walking Dead tonight before I go to
sleep. Oh yeah, Walking Dead's back on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I still have to finish. Is this season 3 or season 4 now?
Season 3.
Is it the second half of season 3?
Second half.
Okay, I still have to catch up on the first half of season 3.
Yeah, you should do that. It's really good.
Ben has a question.
No, I think this is season 4.
No, season 3.
Well, I think it was season 3, they took a break, and then they went back, just like Breaking Dad with...
Breaking Dad?
Breaking Bad did with season 5.
Well, no, because season 1 was when they first all met up. Season 2 was the farm.
Let's not get too spoilerish here.
Season 3 was the governor's...
Prison.
No, that was season 2.
Season 2 was the governor?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. The farm was.
Farm.
Season 1 was Atlanta. Season 2 was the farm.
Then we're on season 4 now.
Season 3 was the governor and his little Cahooneyville or whatever the fuck you called it.
Because I've watched the governor.
And season 4 was the prison.
No. The governor and the prison were the same.
Well, they were the same season, but this is the... Well, I can't say exactly what this is.
Let's not get too spoilers here, but it's not really that important. The fact is, I have to catch up. That was what I was getting at there.
I think you're right. I think it is 4 seasons.
I think this is the 4th season now.
One of our 14 listeners, please give us an answer.
Yes. Yeah, we're slowly moving our way up in the world.
We doubled.
Yeah, doubled. I'm okay with doubling. We gotta start somewhere. If we double again and infinitely double, we'll... Before you know it, be it at 13 billion listeners. Every person on the planet and a couple on Mars.
No female will ever sleep with me then.
At
that point, hopefully we will be so famous. Yes, we're going for fame here. We will,
So they are.
They would do it
for the walls.
Don't listen to that. He's lying.
No, I do it for the walls.
The fame's awesome, but really, I enjoy doing this. Even if we only met up and just talked every Sunday night anyway, this is fun.
I like doing this.
Yeah, but this gives us a reason to meet up and talk.
I know, this is really just an encouragement.
If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't talk to each other at all.
Right, we don't associate with each other.
We would just all sit around with our dicks in our hands, online.
Yeah, pretty much, just masturbating on the couch together.
We're not joking.
While playing League.
Yeah.
We're those guys.
But you know, it's funny, because when we hang out, and especially when we go eat and stuff, we're always on our phones doing shit. And we're always like, oh, look at this, we're all having fun on our phones. But nobody actually does stuff about it.
Yeah.
Now we're not allowed to have our phones.
but we keep our phones upstairs for this, so it actually does give us time to talk. And we've learned about each other, and we've grown closer and become good friends.
Find out how much of a whore Nick really is.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not that much of a whore, like everyone thinks I am.
Alright, you can listen to like 2 podcasts ago, and I'm pretty sure you said the exact opposite.
I don't think I am.
Nick's backtracking.
If they're gonna sit there and throw it at me, I might as well catch it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
If it's just you don't turn down a free meal, Joey.
No, you don't
turn down a free meal.
Well, I do if it has like mashed potatoes or something.
Fucking you and your new mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes.
And Jell-O.
Do not like mashed potatoes. Jell-O. I do not like Jell-O.
You don't like Jell-O?
Doesn't like whipped cream.
I'll get a straw and just put it in a Jell-O cup and sit there and just be that fat ass. And just,
Yep. Nope. Thank you.
So good. I want Jell-O now. Please have Jell-O.
No, I don't have Jell-O. I have applesauce. I do like applesauce.
No.
That's weird. How do you not like mashed potatoes, but you like applesauce?
Yeah, that's a good thing. But it's funny, I don't like
apple pie. He's going to stop liking apple juice now. Or applesauce.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Go, Joe. Just go.
Well,
ahead.
I don't really like apple pie, uh-huh. even though it's really just applesauce, but it's warm.
There you
so
go.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I knew it.
Warm applesauce.
Don't like warm applesauce.
It's like, I like apples.
I do like apples.
I like applesauce, but then you get to the more complicated, like apple pies and it's warm. No, the apple's cut too thin. No, won't eat it.
No, they're too mushy.
See? Oh my god.
But!
You're such a diva, Joey. Such a diva.
Only when it comes to food.
But! Applesauce is nothing but mush!
But it's like consistent mush, whereas apple pie is like very mush.
It's called texture!
I don't like texture, that's the problem.
How can you not like apple
then
pie?
Then how do you not like mashed potatoes?
Are you not American?
Apparently not.
Wow.
I do like hot dogs. The other night...
Do you not like freedom? Because that's what it tastes like. Didn't you?
No offense to the case.
Oh my god.
Can we put that on the shirt? Probably not.
No, we
could.
Hot chocolate's good, but I don't like marshmallows.
What? God! Do you like s'mores?
I'm impartial on s'mores. I like s'mores because I like melted chocolate.
Do you like
the s'mores Pop-Tarts?
No. But I don't really... I'm not a huge Pop-Tart person. It tastes too much like factory.
You go fuck yourself. I eat Pop-Tarts. I survived on Pop-Tarts last week, actually.
I know.
Oh, this kind of reminds me of surviving on cheap food. Ramen. You said at the fair you ate a ramen burger thing?
A ramen burger, and it had coleslaw on it.
Oh, you know what? We talked about this last podcast.
Yeah, it was...
With the Luther burger.
So, but how was it? Was it...
I probably would never get it again.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it was me.
Did it fall apart on you?
It didn't fall apart, no.
Really?
It was very soft. It wasn't crunchy, like I thought it was going to be.
No, I expected it to be soft.
The edges were crunchy.
Okay.
But I did have the donut burger. That was good.
The Luther burger?
Oh, yeah. A donut burger does sound good. I would eat a donut burger.
Again, it's not something I would probably ever get again.
Gotcha.
Fried Oreos, on the other hand?
I'll get those all the time.
I got four of those. I ate one.
Everyone else ate
and a half. And then she ate...
The rest of them? The other two and a half?
No, like just half. And we threw the rest out.
What?
We literally like went on rides that just like constantly went in circles and were just eating fair food. As soon as I walked through the gates, I saw there was this thing. It was this giant stick. They put, I think, 5 hot dogs on it and made 1 giant corn dog. And I was like, that needs to be in my stomach right now.
So you got a 5 hot dog corn dog?
Yeah, it was like $12.
What?
That's actually not a bad deal.
It was huge. And like, she looked at me and she's like, you are so gay.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know what, I know you're gay.
No, I'm not. And then I go get ice cream.
And then he proceeded to
And as I'm eating the ice cream, like walking over to get back in line with her.
Get a deep fried banana too?
I wish. Fuck you. Oh, you're an asshole. But then, like, I'm sitting and I'm eating it and like there's no straight way to eat this ice cream cone. And she calls me out on it and she's like, you get the best head for guys. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. Hi, by the way. She listens.
You tried deep fried? Oh, she does?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey.
Hi.
Miss you. Not really.
I don't know who you are.
See you tomorrow.
I might know you, but I don't know.
I'll see you later.
Hey. Deep fried butter? Did you try that?
No. I thought about it. I was this close, but we decided not to.
No.
No.
Almost tried it. Almost got deep fried.
Deep fried Twinkie? Deep fried Snickers?
Bubble gum.
Deep fried bubble gum.
Like, do you chew it?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah. How do you have deep fried Kool-Aid?
You take the batter, you just put the Kool-Aid in it, and you stir it.
So it's basically just like fritters?
It's the battered flavored Kool-Aid.
Flavored bread.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Okay.
That's weird.
And they're red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I've seen those red, whatever they're called. What are they called?
Yeah.
The stringy thingy with the white powder on it.
Elephant ears.
Funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes, yes. Those red funnel cakes. I didn't realize those were the Kool-Aid. But that makes sense.
I had a funnel cake today, too. Like, as soon as we walked in, like, we looked at each other and, like, we cannot judge each other today. And she's
and
like,
yeah, she calls you gay.
she calls me gay.
She just can't call him fat. That's the offensive part.
We can't, like, you're a fat ass. We can call each other names, but we can't, you know, eat a deep fried Twinkie that has butter coated all over it with fucking powdered sugar. Oh my god, they were so good.
Man, y'all, I'll eat a lot of funnel cake. Shit.
Yeah, funnel cake's
good. Funnel cake with some strawberry topping on it.
No, I don't like strawberry
topping. Joey, shut up.
Joey doesn't like anything.
You ruined my wet dreams, I swear.
Joey pops up and makes my dreams.
Like, I gotta go to, like, change the position. Joey's like, no, he just pops out of nowhere. He's like, I wouldn't do that.
Nick goes to make a whipped cream bikini, and then Joey pops out and goes, no, I don't like it.
No, not kosher.
You take that off.
It is kosher.
Whipped cream's kosher?
Whipped cream is so kosher.
Can you have whipped cream?
I don't like whipped cream. I don't like whipped cream, but I'm not kosher myself.
Do you understand?
I got, for my birthday, was it my birthday? Maybe it was Christmas. I got this thing called the bacon wave.
Oh, yeah. You're not Jewish.
It cooks 14 strips of bacon at the same time in the microwave. Do you know how hard that is to do on a paper plate? Fucking impossible.
Why did you cook it in the microwave?
Because I am too lazy to wait for the damn frying pan to finish.
Because he doesn't want grease burns.
I got shit to do. So I just put it in the microwave, cook my bacon, and then I eat my bacon.
It's just like you see like two pictures on a shirt, and it's like one picture is Joey in front of a stove with his hands crossed, like looking at this fucking watch. The next one is this microwave with like bacon just crammed in there, and he's so excited, and he's like, yeah!
Pretty much. I would eat bacon. I want to make a bacon steak.
They had, they had a funnel cake with chocolate and bacon on it.
That's a good combination.
I was so sick.
Chocolate, bacon, and chili peppers.
Have you guys been to Ducky's?
I know. Is that that's the place that we want to go?
Yeah, well, I went with my dad. And they had.
Oh, I gotta tell you something.
Okay, well, let me finish this real quick. And anyway, they had like caramelized bacon. So where do we go from there so we can make a smooth transition? Well, this is our smooth transition. I just walked us into it like as if though we didn't just cut out the previous conversation we had.
Hmm?
Exactly.
So,
Goat Simulator is a thing.
Goat Simulator!
Goat Simulator?
Goat Simulator.
Basically, you run around and you're a goat, and you can just fuck shit up as a goat.
It's nothing like being a real goat.
No.
Okay, I was like, do you just go around eating grass, shitting and pissing everywhere?
I'm sure you can do that in Goat Simulator. But you also run around and you can, like, jump off of buildings and...
Jump on trampolines?
Yeah, and your tongue, you can lick things, and then they stick to your tongue, and then you can run around with the things attached to your tongue and just swing it around. Like, the little trailer... He like licked an axe, and then he just started running around killing people goat, swinging the axe around with his tongue.
Well, you guys ever seen Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah,
Fairly Odd.
I watch a lot of immature shit, but
Fairly Odd Parents is badass.
Fairly Odd Parents.
That's what I'm saying.
Fairly Odd Parents.
There you go.
I have problems with my R's, you asshole.
You have problems with every word.
Don't.
I do have problems with my R's.
Oh,
he does.
Not all words, but
okay.
Most of them.
If there's an R in it, he's pretty
much. If there's
much
an R in it, it's like 50-50.
All right. So anyway, go ahead.
But all I can think of is Chompy.
Chompy. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, that would be very similar to Goat Simulator.
Again, as a completely mature 24-year-old male, I've never seen Fairly Odd Parents.
There's no way you haven't
seen There's a lot of adult humor never in that it. Show. A
same
lot.
Thing with the other shows. But no.
It's Disney, though.
Disney hit. Do you not remember that Robots movie? Or was that DreamWorks? No, I don't know. It was very adult humor-y.
Which movie?
Robots and... That's about all
and
I remember.
And they had to find new parts.
Yeah, and there was and the dad made a joke about finding some nuts.
Yes.
And bolts. I don't remember the movie. I think it was called Robots.
Was Will Smith the voice actor?
I have no idea.
I know it was a black guy. I think. I want to say.
Well,
black
I can't
guy.
Remember when I.
For our viewers, I'm giving Joey and Nick the judging look.
Because apparently Ben doesn't like children's movies, even though I bet you he's watched all the Pokemon movies.
Incorrect. I've only seen the first one, and that was when I was like nine.
Well, yeah, fuck you, Ben. That's all I'm going to say to that. Fuck you.
I know a fun fact about the first Pokemon episode.
What?
They
had Ho-Oh in it?
Yeah, they had, yeah.
Was that actually what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for taking that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think that was it, so
wow.
I
wow.
I didn't think I was actually ruining it.
This is what I'm talking about, Joey.
Oh, sorry.
Ruining my wet dreams. Ruining them.
You have wet dreams about Ho-Oh?
Yeah, I have wet dreams about plenty of things.
And Ash's mom.
Man, we're just ruining all sorts of segues here.
Yeah, I'm, like, on cruise mode right now. My mind is just
Turn it off completely. You can
it really is. Now. It was going like 60 earlier. Now it's like a solid 35.
And we're slowly crashing into a brick wall.
And it's slowly going
down. Speaking of crashing and driving on the interstate and dying.
Segways are weird.
Segways are weird. There was a guy driving on 275 the wrong way.
No, we talked about it at the end of the last podcast.
Did we?
But what we did talk about...
I saw the video after the podcast then.
Because we talked about it, how five people died and there was a guy coming the opposite direction on 275.
Yeah.
But on that same day in Los Angeles, the same exact thing happened. And the driver was driving the wrong way, hit another car, except the four people in the other car died and she survived.
What?
But this, like, the same day or like the next day after.
Were they like friends on Facebook or something? Like, let's see which one of us lives?
I don't know about you guys, but whenever I'm driving now,
you're always like paranoid.
Nervous
as hell, because I've never thought that would ever happen.
And the other day, I actually saw a car that was being towed backwards, and I was like, this is not fucking happening. And then I got up closer and I saw it was just being towed backwards.
You know,
but,
like, doing, well, she was sleeping in the car once, my ex, and this tow truck was towing a Publix truck, a semi.
Okay.
But it was getting towed backwards. Well, I pulled up next to it, and I got really close. I lowered down the volume, and she was sleeping. And I just started yelling, and she looked out the window and kind of freaked out a little bit. And then I got hit probably about four or five times.
Oh, I thought you were saying your car got hit. I was like, that was karma. No. That was karma knocking on your door, like, no,
I'm the
fuck
guy,
you, bitch.
Today, I was going to do this to this person. She was sleeping in the car, and she was dead asleep, and she was snoring. And I went to get my Snapchat ready, and like... and record her and like slam on the brakes. I'm like, oh my god, and just like watch her freak out.
So you're a shitty person.
I am not. Yeah. I do it for the lulz. I do it for the lulz.
Hey, is that our excuse for being shitty people now?
Yep.
Yeah. I love you, by the way, but I'm sorry. Like, I really wanted to, and I didn't, though. I did not do it because I'm a good person. See, right, folks, I am a good person.
That's good. Although, I don't want to give off the impression by any means we're trying to convince the audience that we are good people.
Or that Nick is
just
good
meet
people.
Me and talk to me for like 5 minutes, you understand.
No, we're pretty cool people, but we are shitty sometimes.
I wouldn't say cool. We're
I'd like to
we're
say
decent
that.
People.
We're decent
people, I would say.
That's decent.
it's a touchy subject.
Decent's a relative term.
Yeah. We use it loosely around here.
Yeah.
Very
we're decent.
Loosely.
Sometimes we do some occasionally decent things.
We're decent compared to like Hitler and Stalin.
Yeah. Like those people. So.
I'm sorry. Wait. I'm all smiles right now. I don't know why. I'm at 25 right now.
You dropped another 10 miles an hour?
Dropped another 10. Sorry. It's crazy.
What's crazy?
Just like.
How little sleep you have?
Yeah, just with work and everything. Like once Thursday comes, it's just like, alright. Gotta have to do this. Here we go. And it's just like a solid like 50-hour work week.
See, and that's crazy because I haven't had a day off at the gym all week long, and I go back tomorrow.
What happened Saturday?
We did
the car wash. Yeah, so you've had a busy week. So have I. I mean, I've
had a shitty week.
I'm gonna try to get some gaming in tonight, though.
Same.
Get to relax.
No, I'm gonna probably go to sleep promptly after this podcast.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it is already 12:13. I don't know how long ago we started.
Hey, it's Monday.
Yay!
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Podcast later out today.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening to it earlier today.
This was my first year without a Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a Valentine last year. I did not this year.
Oh, did you get laid? Nope.
Nope. Thanks, I. Let's, or Nick, let's just tell everybody on the podcast.
So, Nick, how did your non-Valentine's Day go?
I worked at Sheep, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of singles that night.
I would imagine. Nobody goes out to a bar for their date.
So it was a lot of singles there that night, and I had a couple regulars come in, and there's this one these two regulars that come in, and they have like the biggest crushes on me, and I really don't. I'm really nice to them. I love them to death. They make me laugh. I love hanging out with them, but it's like I don't want any of that.
Right.
And they're very forward. Like, they're very touchy whenever they put their order in, which, I don't care.
Right.
But, like, one of them...
Ben's currently grabbing Nick's tit right now.
Yeah.
Just if I walked into Cheap and I was just like, Nick,
just
can,
to paint
I,
a picture.
Oh God, don't
can I have
me.
A Jack and Coke?
Anyways, one of them is fairly tall. Maybe taller than me.
Really? Yeah, I think we've been over this before, but Nick's like 6 feet tall. 6'4". I'm sorry, 6'4". I'm 6 feet tall.
She was just pounding down drinks left and right.
I'm 5 foot
Towards the end of the night, I saw she was talking to this older gentleman. This girl is probably in like her early 20s, and this guy, early 50s.
Holy shit.
And okay. So...
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, he leaves, come back, and I look outside again, and they're like hardcore making out.
Wow.
Get ready for it.
Hey, you know what? Good for him.
Because this is where it gets really funny. We had these two doors that that slide both directions, you know.
In and out. Okay, like they doors. Like saloon doors.
Yeah, okay. But they're really tall and they look like they're part of the decor until you push it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to be mean.
You're
but
be
what
mean.
He was doing, I guess, was trying to be really intimate with this girl.
Yeah.
By slamming her up against a wall.
See where this is going. Yes.
So, but there was no wall. It was just these two sliding doors. So, like, I turned, like, this could not have been, like, more perfect. Like, I saw, like, he stuck in her face, and I look over, I'm like, oh, shit, get it. And then he kind of, like, pushed her. And they both fell inside, and he's on top of her. This girl hits the floor so hard, and then, like, he catches himself, doesn't worry about her, and, like, looks down at her. She's holding her head. He's smiling. He starts kissing her neck. I thought she was going to beat his ass, and she's sitting there rubbing his face and stuff, asking him if he's okay.
Wow. I couldn't imagine that. That has to be one of the greatest stories ever.
Oh my god. And then it was like people were just all like sucking each other's face all night. We had a singles event. Right. So one side of the restaurant was completely filled with people with name tags. So you knew who was there.
That's funny.
And I would say come around 12:30, 1 o'clock when they've had like 4 or 5 drinks. I couldn't tell you, like, it was just, like, a straight group sesh back there.
Wow.
Crazy.
It was, like, high school homecoming?
It was like, people were like, I'm getting late tonight. Like, that was their goal.
Hey.
And then
it's Valentine's Day, man.
Yep, I introduced one of my friends to another one of my friends, and they happened to hit it off pretty well.
Oh,
but cool. He did not seal the deal.
He did not seal the deal, but... I think
he's a horrible closer, by the way.
Yeah, he can't close.
I can't sound surprised.
But she did text me the other day about him. So
he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, she's good to see him again. Nope, she's really cool. Good. She's a really good friend of mine. Good. Yeah. Haven't done anything with her either, so.
Hey, she's a friend.
Who I haven't done anything with. Not many.
Right, that's what makes you a good friend. Well, you know what? All my lady friends I haven't done anything with, so fuck you.
Three. Nope, two.
I don't have any friends except you guys.
Aw, Ben's alone.
Actually, no.
I was going to say, now wait a second. Ben had a nice Valentine's Day.
Well, no. I had a shitty Valentine's Day, but an awesome day after. Because I got a surprise. And it's from my brother's baby's mama.
Don't tell me.
I can't.
You haven't gotten?
Nick hasn't gotten his yet.
I get mine tomorrow.
But Nick has also gotten his. Or Nick also got one. But they surprised me with a very awesome gift. And we'll put a picture of it in the link, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You should be excited. It's fucking very awesome. Exciting. And I didn't do anything.
We were supposed to go to McDonald's.
Me and Ben were going to go together for Valentine's
that
McDonald's
so
date, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. IKEA had a thing going on there. I was like, oh,
IKEA?
All you can eat at their restaurant.
Oh, yeah, they have restaurant.
Oh, right, I forget IKEA has a restaurant.
Like book tables. So good.
Book tables at
Wait,
IKEA.
You went to IKEA?
I went to IKEA the other day with this lady. Who I am talking to.
Did you take her to a date at IKEA?
No. Oh, no.
but now hold on. Did the two of you go to IKEA together?
Well, she had the good stuff. And I'm talking to her kind of not really.
Okay.
She knows I don't want a relationship, and she doesn't either, but we kind of both enjoy each other's company.
Okay.
So like, she was like, hey, you want to come to IKEA with me? I'm like, yeah, sure. So go to IKEA, and we eat there. They go to IKEA, and they had, like, this, it was, like, $20, you reserve your table, and that's all you can eat. Like, they had, like, a buffet.
Really?
And I don't know if you've ever eaten at IKEA, but their food is phenomenal.
Is it? I've been once, but I don't think I ate anything
It's
there.
Pretty fucking
oh,
good.
Oh, my God, their food is so good. Like, if you see something, you're like, wow, that looks good, get it. Get their meatballs.
Their meatballs are the shit.
Yeah. You know, I didn't like meatballs for the longest time, but I like them now.
Their IKEA's meatballs are amazing. Really good. And then we just kind of, like, walked around the store, and I did some, measurement for my living room because I want to get a new entertainment new entertainment stand, but the one I want to get is way too big for my living room, so I gotta cut it down a couple feet.
You're gonna get it, and you're just gonna cut it?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it at the end of the year. There's a smaller version, but I can have to get it online.
Oh, why don't you just get it online?
I'm going to. I just want to be able to see it and, like, measure it and stuff and, like, put the dimensions out. So, and, like, I'm like, all right, if I put this here, would the TV fit here? Like, I want to make sure it's perfect. So, like, as soon as I put it in, everything has its place, it gets put up, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, see, that's something I really want to do.
And I sit there and I just get fat that night and just play games all night.
That's something I want to do when we get a house. Like, make sure we have a dedicated, like, media room. So you'll have the TV, and then but all the components are going to be, like, in a closet behind the wall of the TV, and just everything go through the wall.
What I would like to do one night is take, like, $5,000, put aside, and then take, like, 2 weeks off, and then the day before everything, I build my entertainment stand, put my TV
all
up,
in one
my
day?
New surrounds, yeah. Like, all in a day, and, like, the next day, and just sit there, like, as soon as I wake up, and just game.
For 2 weeks?
For 2 weeks.
I couldn't do that for 2 weeks.
That's so fucking unhealthy, I couldn't do it.
Well, I still go to the gym.
Oh.
No, but funny. I would just, like, literally, I would just stay home, have friends come over, and just game.
That'd be fun.
If you understood what I go through every week, and you're like, oh, you need
you need your 2 weeks off?
You need your 2 weeks off. Like, I would kill for that. I need a vacation so bad.
Me too.
So bad.
No, I'm actually hoping to get more work, and the last week I did really good on work, so I'm hoping it'll pick up even more this week.
Nice. I want to definitely take a trip over to the UK soon. Thinking about doing it next year.
Can we go to Sweden? I want to go to Sweden.
Me too.
Can we go to Sweden instead of the UK?
I want to go to England.
Why? It's all rainy and sad there.
I got a friend who lives there, and I was kind of thinking, he owns a couple pubs.
Okay.
Very well
known pubs.
Well-known pubs that do quite well. And he told me, he's like, yeah, if you were to come visit, you have a place to stay. If you want to come live, you have a place to work. He's like, they service here, make good money. We worked together at Olive Garden. We did wrestling together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really cool guy. We talk all the time on Facebook and always do shit. But I would like to go over there. And I've already talked to him, and he gave me the okay and, like, live over there for 2 months.
Wow, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I still want to go to Sweden. We can go to both. Let's go to both.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Oh, I cannot wait. I'm going to do it probably sometime next year.
Hmm.
Either next year, depending on how much I make this year, maybe early next year. We'll see.
Hmm.
I just know I want to get out of the country soon.
Like, permanently or just vacation-wise?
We'll see.
You see how it goes?
We'll see. I've always wanted to go to check out England. I feel like I would like it there.
I don't think I'd move to England, but I would move to Sweden for sure.
I feel like they would accept me more.
Accept you? Do you feel unaccepted here in the States?
Yeah, I get stared at all the time. They're like, oh, this dumbass with holes in his face. I can't tell you how many times I go up to a table, like an elderly couple, and they just rip me a new one. And I sit there and I smile.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Let me go get you some bread.
Why do you do that to yourself? Why do all these holes in your face?
Because I whenever they ask me that question, I'm like, what do you think?
You'll never get a real job.
I get that too.
No, I'm sure you do.
All the time.
What is a real job?
I make more than you, so...
Yeah, a real job sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah, I don't want a real job. Screw real jobs.
Yeah, let me sit behind the desk for the rest of my life.
I want to make content on the internet. That's what I want to do.
I want to make people laugh.
Even as a personal trainer and a tumbling instructor, I make more money than most people do in their real life, and I work less than 6 hours a day.
I make more money than my dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. Seriously. Oh, yeah. I love it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
See, but you got that job with all your face holes.
Yes, with my face holes.
With your face holes.
Face holes.
I'm thinking of facials, I giggle because I'm so
terrible mature. Person.
Because so Nick took a cum shot or two to get that job.
I gotta tell you that guy stuff after this.
All right,
which is I think is pretty funny. But we're not gonna talk.
I got a couple more things on the podcast, but I on the topic list, but I can't
go,
really
let's go back on topic list.
I can't segue good into them. But wait, fuck it. Who needs segues, right? We are professionals.
Fat people need segues.
I saw so many fat people today at the fair. Oh, my.
It's like Adventure Island. God. When's the last time you guys went to Adventure Island?
Never.
Years.
It's like Walmart in bikinis.
Yeah.
It like, is awful.
A lot of rascals out there today. A lot of rascals.
Well, speaking of rascals, last week, and this was actually just after our last podcast, at the fair, it was on the fair day for the like high school kids, where everybody in the county got the day off to go to the fair.
Yeah.
They kicked out 99 people from the fair, arrested 12 people, and one of the kids who got kicked out of those 99 got hit by a car and killed.
What?
And because I guess what happened was he got kicked out of the fair because he was doing something that he shouldn't have been doing, and so the security guys came up and said, you need to leave, you're no longer welcome here, and he decided to cross I-4, the interstate, and he got hit by a car and killed.
Well, that's his fault.
Yeah.
Why would you cross the interstate?
I don't know. And
what was he doing? What?
I mean, I don't know the conditions for why he got kicked out of the park, but I guess he was part of a larger group that was causing trouble, and they kind of said, everybody, you all need to leave.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, he decided to cross I-4 and got hit and killed.
Moral of the story? Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah.
Don't cross I-4.
But, and then, like, his parents were trying to say, oh, well, the officer who kicked him out should have called the parents, and... But they kicked out 99 people that day. Are they going to interrogate every kid for their parent? Because I can tell you, if I got... You know, I was 14 years old and I got kicked out of...
How old was he?
14.
14? Okay.
Yeah. I would not be giving...
That's the thing. If I got kicked out of the carnival for whatever reason or the fair, I wouldn't be giving the officer my parents' phone number.
No.
Especially if it was just, like, a fair cop who's not a real... cop, they're just security.
Kind of like a mall cop.
Right, because my parents are going to get pissed. I'm not going to do that.
They're not going
to,
yeah.
So, but everybody's just trying to blame, oh, well, they should have handled it. I'm sorry, but I think, frankly, for the amount of people that they had to deal with...
Now, people don't want to take the blame.
Right, and don't get me wrong, it's terribly sad that he was killed, but we can't blame the cops that he decided to cross the street.
Yeah, like, oh, he died, now John, blood's on your hands.
Right, I'm sorry, but if you're sending your kids to the fair by himself... then he should be responsible enough to make decisions to not cross the street.
Yeah.
It's not the street. It's the fucking interstate.
It's not like there was a sidewalk on each side that he was getting to the other side. He had to deliberately go and decide to cross this road.
Yeah.
And that was...
Like, if you're going to cross the interstate, at least cross it to where you have, like, a solid 10 seconds.
You know what? No, if you're going to cross the interstate, find another fucking way. How about that one?
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, just wait. There's that moment... where no car is coming, then cross.
Right, but really, you should
probably just booked it.
And I mean, if you know the area, the only thing on the other side of I-4 is the Hard Rock Hotel. Yeah. I mean, there's no.
And you can get there by not crossing I-4.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's literally you walk down MLK. Yeah.
So anyway, it is a very tragic thing that he was hit and killed, and we are sorry for the family. But I don't think we should be blaming the cops for because they didn't call the parents.
Absolutely not.
So
it's all right, the cops' fault.
Alright, so back to weird segues. Minecraft is now the number 3 best-selling PC game of all time and has taken World of Warcraft's spot.
Ta-da! What? Damn.
Minecraft.
Ouch.
And I can't wait till we all have computers that we can play on, because the Minecraft Let's Plays we can do, unlimited possibilities.
We came up with a good one today.
We did. We came up with a great one today that eventually will come out, but, you know, that'll be a while down the road.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That'll be fun. So I need to get a mouse because my pad is gay.
Oh, you play with a pad too?
Yep, I play with a pad.
Someone stole...
How the fuck do you guys pull that off?
Someone stole my mouse. I had a wireless infrared mouse or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the shit cost me like $40. And by no means is it a gaming mouse or anything fancy. But still fucking $40. And someone stole just the mouse part. Now granted, I keep my mouse and my laptop in the same area. It would have taken you no more than half a second to pull the little fucking USB thing that goes with it.
This reminds me of a story my science teacher in sixth grade told me. I guess somebody had broken into his house, and it was back when the PS2 was big.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the old shitty PS2, the real thick one, and it was in his media center, you know, with the cables all through the back, plugged in, all neatly organized and stuff. But he had also just gotten a brand new PS2, but he hadn't bothered to put it in the media center yet. So it was sitting on the ground next to the outlet just plugged in. And the dumbasses came into the house. They ripped the PS2 unit out of the old one that was, you know, in the media center. They stole that one next to this large stack of games, completely forgot about the games, just stole the console, and left the brand new PS2 there on the floor.
And all the wires.
All the wires, everything. The dumbest burglars ever.
Damn.
Just
genius!
Yeah, stupid people. Hey, are you okay over there? You haven't said much lately.
He's down to 15.
I'm down to 15.
He's about to park. That wasn't that funny.
To me, dude, I'm at that loopy stage right now.
Yeah.
You caught me on
the
back.
You have to drive home.
I do.
Yeah.
If I like chug another Mountain Dew, I'll be fine.
No, we'll get up and we'll We'll move you guys before we.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, audience.
Am I just going to keep going through like these awful segues for each topic down
but
the list?
But speaking of moving, Nick, we're not going to do it on a segue.
Microsoft investors want to kill the Xbox.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, we could have transitioned that a little bit smoother.
How?
Because Minecraft is on the Xbox.
I know, but we already, that was my plan, but we had already left the Minecraft topic, so.
So they want to kill it now?
What no. Do you mean? Well, yeah? They want to phase it out.
Well, yeah, I guess phase it out, but.
I know they've been talking about that for a while, but.
But from what I understand, it's not all the investors. It's like a very slim margin of the investors. Or just, they were.
But.
So enough they're not going to have their hand in the pot anymore. They're just like, that's what they're going to give us in the company and like, have fun with it.
That's what the investors are trying to get Microsoft to do. And I can kind of see it from an investor standpoint, because compared to the rest of Microsoft, Xbox is a super small division. The amount of money they make on the Xbox is nothing compared to what they make on Windows and like Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
Not even close. So as an investor, the amount of money they invest in the Xbox probably is not nearly as significant as the
other.
If
they made more investments into the Xbox, maybe it'd be better than the PS4. Maybe we wouldn't have to wait 50 fucking hours to load a game.
I think there's a lot smaller market for the gamers. You know, everybody uses Microsoft Office. I mean, can you find one person that hasn't used Microsoft Office?
This guy.
Not for like a school paper or anything?
Okay, one person with a brain who hasn't used Microsoft Office. I'm playing.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. No, never used it.
I'm sure you have at some point in time.
Maybe. I don't remember.
You use PowerPoint? See? You use Word?
Probably when I was younger.
That's part of Office. Yeah. Everybody's used Office, so it, you know, but not everybody's played Xbox.
Okay, I was like, kids nowadays, that's what they do. Like, I didn't, when I was growing up, it was not like, oh, go use a computer. It was like.
Well, that's true. I guess, yeah, when you went to school, you hand wrote everything.
Everything was towards like 2000, when I actually got to go to computer labs, it was like 2005.
Yeah, okay, so...
2006.
But in the modern time, the majority of people, way more so than Xbox players, have to use Microsoft Office, whether it be at work or school, anything like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can kind of see it from an investor standpoint. Obviously, I don't want the Xbox to go anywhere, but...
Right.
Yeah, from a developer.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. They might just give us another
company. Well, yeah, that's what I think would happen. Or maybe they could do almost like Bungie did, where they sectioned off a group of their company and it became 343 Industries... You know, plus some new hires and stuff. But and you know, maybe they do the same where they take the Xbox department and the Xbox department would become its own company, strictly Xbox with no ties to Microsoft.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's just my humble explanation.
We'll see what happens in a couple years.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
But hopefully, it doesn't go anywhere because I really like the Xbox One.
You do? Have you played it?
Only at Walmart.
All right.
But from what I've played, I like. And Titanfall.
Titanfall.
I'm hearing amazing things about.
Have you seen Titanfall at all?
Unfortunately, did not have the time to sign up for the beta as it was Saturday before 4 o'clock. And I was at the car wash all day long. So I missed that one. And I was upset because I really wanted to do that one.
That's okay. It's not like you have an Xbox One. Oh, you said
it's
on PC,
though. Yeah, they had it for Origin.
Is there a 360 beta?
No. The beta is only for PC and Xbox One, but I think they're going to do like a Xbox 360 release later, like they did with Halo Spartan Assault.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
So in kind of almost related news, to make a slightly less weird segue, Google Fiber is now saying they're going to boost their speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Is that a lot?
That's absurd.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you guys.
I think we've said this math before, but I get 35 at my house for like 180 a month or something.
35 what?
Megabits. Sorry, megabits.
There you go. I was like,
Okay.
10 gigs.
So that's almost 200 times more, right? 50 times 200, no, 20 times more? 50 times 20 would be 1,000, which would be a gigabyte. 10 times that. So 200 times faster than what I have, Google is going to be offering. And I have pretty fast internet. I mean, I'm not complaining about my 35 megabits per second.
Well, hey,
but
it's better than
gigabits.
It's better than Verizon now that they're fucking slowing down Netflix or
Netflix has confirmed they are slowing them down. Like they said, like we said, like six podcasts ago, that it's actually happening. And they have in the linked up, you will see a nice chart that says something about speeds and how they're being slowed.
I've been wondering why my Netflix has been like messing up lately.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
And, a big thing people are saying is that they're not able to get the HD versions of the shows. Like, you'll see sometimes when you, like, play or pause it, it'll say HD, and it'll be highlighted in the bottom right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, it's not there anymore, because Verizon's cutting back their bandwidth when they're watching Netflix, and so it's, you can't watch it in HD anymore.
What? So, wait, if I'm watching Netflix on my Xbox over Verizon?
Same deal.
It slows it down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's because it's been going in and out lately.
Yeah,
it's
like, I wonder if
it's never happened before.
It could very well be because of what Verizon's doing there. So I'm really interested to see where that's going to go.
Fantastic.
Well, doesn't that, like, violate net neutrality?
No, apparently. Remember, that's what brought up the original discussion in the podcast, was that Verizon kind of got permission to do it.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, it goes against net neutrality, but legally speaking, they're totally okay to do it right now. Which is a super shitty thing.
Yeah.
But hopefully as Google continues to spread, the competition will simply take over. Yeah, I mean, because if Google's over here offering 10 gigabits per second and Verizon's slowing down Netflix at 35 megabits per second, everybody's going to go for Google.
Right.
Not to mention it's like half the price.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Google is like $70 a month. And Verizon's for their gigabit.
Yeah.
And I think it also comes with cable or satellite, one of the two.
And don't you get a...
And you get a free Nexus tablet.
There you go.
Sign me up!
And they're also offering, for a one-time fee of $300, you can get 5 megabits per second free for the rest of your life. You spend $300 once, and you have free internet for the rest of your life.
Do it. I'd do it. Excuse me?
Yeah. I mean, it's not great internet by any means, but it's free. Minus the $300 equipment cost.
What?
Yeah. How fast does my phone go on the internet?
Probably about 15.
Oh, really?
If you have 4G.
I do.
Some places it actually goes up to like 35, which is pretty impressive. But so, I mean, it would be slow internet, but again, it's free. So
free
for like my grandma, she's not gaming or downloading anything big. Yeah. She's checking her email and occasionally playing poker or something like that. I don't know if my grandma plays poker, but
no!
Ben just broke his...
Fuck.
What are those called? Those rubber bandy... bracelet things that are colored and... Do they have a name?
Gay.
Well, mine's a rainbow, so it's definitely fucking gay.
Yeah, that one's pretty
No funny. Offense to the gays.
Yeah, no offense.
The gays.
Gays are great.
It's I have threesomes, so...
You've had a threesome with another dude?
Nick is at 5 miles an hour. Yeah. He is crashing.
You have had a threesome with another dude?
Yes.
Two other dudes?
No.
Another one. Dude.
Oh.
It was more like a best friend moment. It was kind of like we kind of looked at each other and like, this is about to happen.
Are you okay with it?
Are you okay with it? I'm okay with it. All right, cool.
I'm not the other person in the scenario, if you haven't figured out from the rest of the podcast.
We discussed it earlier, like way earlier. It's like, if this were to happen, would we do it? Yes. What are the stipulations? What don't we do?
No eye contact.
No touching. No DP. None of that. So it was just kind of like a...
Oh, well, that's exciting.
I've had threesome with girls. I had some females the other night offer to have a threesome with me if I would go back home with them. That was interesting. Okay. I thought it was a joke, and it wasn't.
Huh.
I was like, you just don't write that on a piece of paper and leave it somewhere.
Wow.
Because usually when you read that, like, uh-huh, someone's being funny.
Right. You write your friend's number on the check, same deal?
Yeah, like you write your friend's number, like, call me for a good time.
I was thinking about doing that last night at Wing House to you, Joey.
No, were you?
Don't do that. That is the worst.
She was cute, but.
She was.
And there were those two twin hostess, they were cute too.
Don't ever leave your number for a girl.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have enough game for that anyway, so.
Like,
no one has enough game for that. Let me put this out there. Leaving your number is a douchey thing to do.
I would never.
It's not a douchey thing. If you are establishing a connection with your server and they are talking to you for more than just a minute and not trying to get out of your hair, I mean, yeah, do it. Or just don't leave it your number there and, you know,
not say anything and walk away.
Just, you know, casually talk like, hey, you know, you... fill out the credit card, you put the cash in there, whatever, you sign it, you hand them back their book, you hand it to them, you don't leave it on the table, you hand it back to them.
Game by Nick.
And you just sit there and you talk to them like, hey, listen, you know, I really enjoy this time, I'm blah, 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 get their number. Or you can pull the...
Well, Nick is the expert for sure.
Or you can pull the, hey, my phone's dead, can I use your phone real quick? And you grab their phone, and you call your phone, and your phone rings, and you pick it up, and you're like, hey, I'll text you later.
Wait, hold on. My phone is dead. Let me use your phone to call my phone.
Yeah. Shh. That way I have their number.
But you just said your phone's dead. Oh, don't know your phone rings.
Oh my god, Joey.
It's a trick, okay. Dude.
Got it.
You're tricking them.
So you're a shitty person, is what
you're
saying.
It's a trick, huh?
I've never personally done that. But it's crossed my mind.
Okay.
I think it's worked once, but it was more like I met this dude's friend, and she was really cool, and we just kind of like fucked with each other all night, and I did it to her, but it wasn't like a complete stranger, like, hey, can I bother you for a second?
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Yeah, that would be weird.
But yeah, if you were to leave your number to a server at a restaurant, A, don't do it at a Wing House or Hooters. No offense to our listeners out there, but come on, we know. We know what's up. Just be classy about it, guys. Especially guys. Girls.
You could be on
girls. Can get away with it whatever
you
want.
You can get away with it. Honestly, I mean, let's just be
fair. All right, and game advice from Nick.
Yeah.
That's an unfair advantage that girls have over guys, though.
Oh, yeah, they can get away with
everything they do is considered acceptable.
No.
Not everything.
A lot of things. A lot of things that guys do that are considered unacceptable.
I feel like girls can get anything they want in life for free because they're females. Certain ones.
A lot more easily than guys can.
A lot more. Yeah. Are you kidding? They just flap their eyelashes and like jiggle their breasts and like we fall to their knees.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't disagree. Yeah. So, are we about ready to wrap up here? Do we have any closing thoughts?
Nick's about ready to wrap up.
Nick's about to close his eyes and fall asleep right there on the couch.
Closing thoughts. No, just
thank God.
Guys, be safe.
Be classy.
Be classy. There you go. Stay classy. And game on.
Ben, anything? No, we're...
Nah, Ben.
We're good? All right, well...
Gucci.
Stay Gucci?
No.
No, I'm not feeling that.
No thugging.
No Gucci?
No Gucci.
All right,
well, thanks for listening. We will be
if
back.
If she's ratchet, don't tap it. What about that?
Yeah, and wrap it before you tap it.
Never stick your dick in crazy.
Also true.
Ooh, yeah, you never stick your dick in crazy.
That's rule number one.
Ever. You should know that right off the bat.
I think everybody knows. I'd hope.
Yeah, you should be able to smell it. If she's crazy.
You can smell crazy.
You can smell the cray. Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so
it smells like way too much perfume.
We will be back next Monday with another episode of the Fishbowl Podcast.
Definitely not next Wednesday.
Did I say next Wednesday?
No, you said
Monday. Good, next Sunday, or next Monday, right.
Definitely not this Wednesday.
This was episode 7, I believe.
Si, senor.
Next episode will be episode 8. It's amazing how we do counting like that. So, thank you for watching. It has been a pleasure, as always, and we hope to see you.
Does this mean we are 8 weeks into 2014?
I guess we are. We didn't start immediately the first week.
Either we started before New Year's or immediately right after.
I guess we did. I'll figure it out. Go us. We're great.
Yeah.
So, thanks for watching. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Single Awareness Day.
Single Awareness Day, yep.
And we hope to see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.